You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. Today we're reading a reflection by Stephanie Land, a student at the University of Montana's Creative Writing Program. Having grown up in Alaska, Land recognizes that in order to survive the extremes of weather, one must not only prepare for the worst, but also admit when one is beaten. She writes,
"The drive home to Goldstream Valley, Alaska, took about 20 minutes. My headlights brightened the ice fog. I parked in my driveway and got out to locate the yellow extension cord. When the temperatures reach 60 below, I always plug in my truck. As I poked around for its orange tip, I had a sudden realization. I didn't hear Kaya. My little husky always sang to me from her line that ran from the porch to a birch tree in the yard. To hear no yips was alarming. Frantic, I spotted her beneath a window, looking like a calf hogtied at a rodeo. Her own line, a heavy wire encased in nylon, wound around her two right legs. My knees hit the snow hard. I threw off my mittens to feel the cold shock on my bare skin. Kaya looked up and whimpered. In the dim light, I could make out moose tracks all around her and see they'd knocked over a woodpile in a scuffle. Somehow, I loosened the line and we limped into the cabin. On the floor inside, I rocked Kaya in my lap. Two of her legs, up to the first joint, were frozen solid. This sprightly husky, whom I'd rescued with porcupine quills in her muzzle, who had walked with me through miles of mountains, seemed to know her fate. That night, the Alaskan winter had won."
Land pairs her reflection with a passage from Judy Blunt's book on ranch life in eastern Montana, titled Breaking Clean. In one chapter, Blunt recounts the blizzard of 1964, which devastated the ranchers living on the high line in Montana.
Blunt said she and her father figured that with temperatures at 35 degrees below zero, with 40-mile-per-hour winds, it actually felt like minus 116. She writes,
"Like every other rancher in the path of the storm, my father kept badly frozen cows alive through the winter, trying to salvage the calves in their bellies. His decision was practical rather than humane, for the animals suffered for weeks as the flesh below their hocks swelled and turned black and their hooves dropped off. On the surface, it seemed a sensible business decision. If they could get a calf, if they could save the cow for hamburger, at least they'd have something. But he knew them, and I believe part of him simply refused to give in. Saving them was the only way left of beating the storm. I guess if you had another lifetime to live, you would have learned something anyway, my father tells me now. One thing I learned, and that's for God's sake, don't ever." He pauses, searching for words, his eyes grim and sad, then starts over. "If you have a froze-up critter, shoot him or haul him off or something. Get rid of them. It's cruel." He speaks the last word carefully, then lifts his head, steady, resigned to the fact of it.
A passage by Judy Blunt.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the Western Heritage Center, a place to reimagine the cultures of the American West.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.